I don't know, I've had so much encouragement here at Hot Docs. It's been really wonderful. And yesterday, a Holocaust survivor came to yesterday's screening, Jack Cooper, if you want to Google him. And he told me afterwards, I loved the film. I thought it was great. And I think that's about the highest praise I can have, really. I don't think it can peak any higher than that at Hot Docs to have a Holocaust survivor come and tell me that they loved the film. It's actually a little bit moving, you know. So there's just been so many people coming and saying so many nice things that it's been such a positive experience for me, and I'm just so happy that, you know, people are conveying so much positivity that they want me to convey to Claude. And you know, people keep coming up to me and saying, "Tell Claude how affected I was by his story, how much admiration I have for him, and so forth." I think if I was going to make a second film, you know, I don't want to rush into it. I would give it a lot of thought, and I would have to feel as strongly about it as I do about this film, that it's a story that has to be told. You know, I'm not just going to go make a film about tinned fruit, you know, lobsters. You know, I want to promote it as much as I can. I want people to see it. I want people, you know, this is the 30th anniversary of Shoah, so I want people to be evaluating that work as much as possible, and we'll see what will happen. I mean, I think on some level I still identify as a journalist first and foremost, and so now I'm a journalist who's made a film. I feel like I'm a journalist who's made a film rather than a filmmaker.
Yeah, no.
Filmmaking is an active verb that is defined by the process, so I think I would have to be making more films to identify as a filmmaker, but I'll give it some thought. You know, it's nice to have a little bit of time to convalesce and to reflect. I'm so grateful to Hot Docs for giving us this platform to launch the film. You know, it's such a wonderful festival that they have here. And I think that Charlotte Cook and her team have done such a wonderful job of programming it this year. I also quickly just want to say that, you know, as much as my name's at the front of this film, it was made by a team of collaborators. And without my co-producer, Kimberly Warner, my associate producers, Kelsey Irvine, Alex Ordanis, Aline Benzine, my editor, Tiffany Bowden, and my composer, Joel Goodman, and many other people who supported the making of the film, it wouldn't have been possible. You know, filmmaking is a collaborative effort, and, you know, it can be tempting to just put my name up front, but it was a team of people who made this.